shuts his eyes.
Good evening. Welcome back to Nate Timm's Lay of the Land and a conversation I'm having with Dawn Chagoni about her trip to Montgomery, Alabama, where she visited a number of interesting historic sites. Dawn has traveled throughout the world with her dance troupe, so she's a world traveler. So, Dawn, when you think back about your trip here to Montgomery, what was the unique thing that you experienced there that you would encourage other people to go there because of your experience?
Well, like I said in the beginning of the program, that the experience of being there at the memorial, the museum, and actually traveling then on to Mississippi to where the marker installation took place at the Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Hickory, which is near Newton, Mississippi. The whole experience, again, left me, it didn't leave me emotionally upset or feeling real guilty about seeing this history, of which everybody seems today to be a little bit concerned about teaching these kinds of parts of our history. It basically left me not guilty in the sense that I was not alive at this time and didn't partake in this history, but it was so saddening and so so painful to see this history of our country. And yet we need to have these experiences to be able to really move forward and care about what is happening here in our country and in the initiatives that are in terms of what's happening in our country with mass incarceration, which is just the amount of people being incarcerated is just horrible. And lynchings were done with, you didn't hardly do anything to get lynched. That was so sad. And we are mass incarcerating people again in almost the same kind of way, with not really having done much of anything. Because it's a great way for, you know, these prison systems are making a lot of money this way. I think that it's beneficial to really see this history up close, and that creates a sensitivity and understanding for humanity, and not only just with Black people, with many things that have happened to Native American in our country also, in the same different kind of way, where there has been great suffering. And so I want to say that the initiative of EJI and Brian Stevenson is for people to do this kind of ceremony, and where families can claim these relatives, and EJI comes to that location where the lynchings took place, so that the relatives then can be there, and EJI will place a permanent marker that gives the names and where the lynching took place, and basically it's a permanent marker to educate people that all over the country in these locations, so that people know that this tragedy of what America has participated in, that they know that this is what has happened. So this is the work of Joy Salter Johnson, and as being an historian and having was writing about this relative that was lynched, and soon discovered that Bryan Stevenson was doing this memorial and museum, and she made a great connection then with them. And the memorial installation was just an amazing experience that Rita and had with Joyce and all of her relatives, who welcomed Rita and I, and were so wonderful to us. And that experience in the Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church is where Joyce grew up, right down the road from it, when when she was a young girl and went to this church, and they still hold a service in this church once a month, at least once a month, in Hickory, Mississippi. And I'm telling you, I went to a service there they had a service there before they placed the marker, and it was the old time kind of praises that was so moving, where there was three black ministers that spoke. The women in the church did a singing in response to their singing, and it was so amazingly heartfelt, spiritual hymns and response that I told Joyce, I said, I was so moved by the singing, and this one pastor that just basically pierced my heart. That singing was so powerful that it just kind of renewed my whole spiritual self, my whole spirit inside, because it was so profoundly heartfelt, and the song came from so deep within a person's heart. And the particular man that was singing that day, he actually had his son murdered in Texas about 2014, and they still don't, they know that he was murdered by this is a town in Texas, Jasper, Texas, I think, and they still can't find who killed his son. So I just wanted to share that also. Yeah.
This obviously was a very touching and profound experience that you participated in, and thank you for sharing that. Again, I want to offer up our phone number in case there's somebody who'd like to call in and ask Dawn some questions. Again, that number is 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Of course, the era of that we're talking about with all of the lynchings is a period long after the Civil War itself, but it was an era, a period that had the intent of trying to suppress black folks that might want to move on with their lives in some kind of a independent sort of way in the South. And of course, there was a power structure in the South that did not want to see that happen, and consequently erected this suppressive style. Of course, they got tangled all up with the KKK and other white supremacist type organizations. And that's why, of course, today we are still struggling with this element of our culture, is that we never were successful in resolving some of this part of our history. Other countries have had more success in the approach that they've taken, and you cited one of them, Germany, where they have made a real conscious effort to exercise out of the culture their anti-Jewish history. It doesn't mean they still don't have problems, but they have made a very conscious effort to eliminate that dimension in their country. And, of course, South Africa, with Nelson Mandela, went through a whole era of peace and reconciliation to try to resolve the tensions that had been a major part of South African culture. And I'm sure they are dealing with issues to this day as well. So, of course, human beings, being what they are, have difficulties dealing with differences which persist throughout the world. So the challenge is, how are we going to cope with those in a way that doesn't destroy all of us? So let's talk a little more about the area that this church, this Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Hickory, Mississippi. Describe that area a little bit. My understanding is that's a very rural area. I've talked to your friend Joyce about that area, and it's interesting that she actually grew up there as a child. Can you, I think you took a little tour around that area, right, if I recall. Tell us a little about that immediate area.
Well, one of her relatives actually took us on a little trip onto the land around that Good Hope Church. And we drove into the woods, saw where Joyce once lived and her grandmother. The homes weren't there anymore, but they knew exactly where they were. There's timber is a big thing for that area, and that land that they did have and own, which helped eventually those families, her relatives and families, to do pretty well with the timber. I don't know if Joyce mentioned that part to you. You know, you just had the feeling, Rita and I both, traveling in to these roads, bumpy roads, back into that whole area where houses once were. It's still a community there at Hickory. Close by, there's a school in that area. It's very close to Newton. Hickory is very close to Newton, and there's a school there, and certainly the Good Hope Church. Her family's graveyard is right there by the church, Joyce's family. We actually visited one of the family's relatives that lives off deep into the woods in a trailer, and they own the land, and they are considered themselves a very free people living into the woods.
Yeah, so that's a real interesting connection to the rural part of Mississippi, which, of course, this show is about the rural part of Wisconsin. So it's interesting to make this connection. We'll come back and talk a little more about that after the break. We'll come back to talk about this rural area that this you visited. We'll be back in a few minutes with Lay of the Land. Thank you.
Oh, are you helpless? that what you'll see? Where were you when the city does not matter?